This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
This is Nigel Tandy in Bonn. At least 25 people have been killed in a bomb explosion in the Syrian capital Damascus. The explosion, which injured 60 people, ripped through a bus intersection in the central neighbourhood of Midan, hitting a police bus and causing damage to a nearby police station. Interior Minister Mohammed Shah blamed a suicide bomber for the blast, which comes exactly 2 weeks after twin bombings in the capital killed 44 people. The bombings mark a dramatic escalation of bloodshed as Arab League observers tour the country to investigate President Bashar Assad's crackdown on a 10-month-old popular revolt. In Nigeria, police say suspected gunmen from a radical Muslim sect attacked a town hall in the country's northeast on Friday, killing at least 20 people who had gathered for a meeting of a Christian ethnic group. The attack in Mubi, Adamawa State, targeted the Christian Igbo people. The killings come after a spokesman for the Boko Haram sect threatened to begin specifically targeting Christians living in the country's Muslim north. Boko Haram claimed responsibility for an attack that killed at least 42 people in a Christmas Day bombing of a Catholic church near Abuja, as well as the suicide car bombing targeting the UN headquarters in the capital that killed 25 people and wounded more than 100. Turkey's former military chief, General Ilker Başbuğ, has been jailed on charges of plotting to overthrow the country's civilian government. Başbuğ was detained for his alleged involvement in the Ergenekon case, a long-running investigation into Turkey's secular establishment in which some 400 people have been jailed. Başbuğ was placed in a prison near Istanbul overnight after 7 hours of questioning by prosecutors investigating allegations that the military funded dozens of websites aimed at discrediting Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan's government in 2009. Officials in South Sudan say that over 3,000 people were killed in brutal massacres last week in an explosion of ethnic violence that has forced tens of thousands to flee. Around 2,200 of the victims were women and children. United Nations and South Sudanese army officials have yet to confirm the death tolls, and the claims from the remote region could not be independently verified. If confirmed, the killings would be the worst outbreak of ethnic violence ever since the fledgling nation, which split from Sudan in July. A column of 6,000 rampaging army youths from the Luo Nuer tribe last week marched on the remote town of Pibor, home to the rival Mula people, whom they blame for abductions and cattle raiding. Doctors Without Borders, the main healthcare provider for the estimated 160,000 people in Pibor County, has temporarily suspended its operations after the clashes forced them to evacuate staff. French President Nicolas Sarkozy has said France plans to introduce a controversial tax on financial transactions this year. Sarkozy said that France was not willing to wait until the others are agreed, suggesting that France intends to introduce the tax unilaterally. The French president made the remarks following a meeting with visiting Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti. French Finance Minister François Baron said he would meet next week with German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble to discuss the way forward on the tax, which would be placed on transfers of shares and securities. Chancellor Angela Merkel's junior coalition partner, the Liberal Free Democrats, FDP, has been expelled from a governing coalition in one of Germany's 16 states. The decision by State Premier Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer of Saarland, which was caused by a political feud within the FDP at state level, is a further humiliation for the FDP, which has seen its grip on power erode since during the last 12 months thanks to a succession of losses in state elections. Saarland's Premier has a choice between forming a new coalition with the opposition Social Democrats or calling a state election. The mix of Greens, FDP and Christian Democrats was the first and only such coalition in Germany. And for more news and information, visit our website on dw-world.de. Nigel Tandy, Deutsche Welle, Radio News.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.